Hi, Marty Lurie here, KMBR 680 with, I always say, the newest giant. Every day there's something else happening. But that is the newest giant and maybe the oldest giant as well, and that's Joe Nathan. Nice to see you.
Oh, it's good to be here, and thanks for having me on.
All right, let's go back to the fans. You know, it's funny, I said your name on the shows last week, and someone said, who is he? He was with the Giants? Take us back a little bit to just getting into the Giant organization, how that happened way back when, 99, I think.
Yeah, 99 was my debut. Was a starter back then, spent almost three seasons up in the big leagues with them. So, you know, had some injuries along the way, had a shoulder surgery, and battled back from that, and then started my career in the bullpen. My last year with them was 2003, and you know, spent the year in the bullpen there, setting up for Tim Worrell.
Yeah. Where do you come from? Is this the natural? He just showed up one day? There's got to be a background here.
You know, just, you know, having had my second Tommy John last year, pitched opening day with Detroit, and you know, obviously tough time, you know, going through an injury, especially when it's a repeat. But, you know, we grinded back and just did the daily routine, daily grind of coming back from surgery and just kept myself in shape. And you know, I had a chance to throw for the Cubs, and they liked what they saw. They signed me and continued my rehab with them. And did a rehab stint with a AA and AAA team for them. One was in Tennessee, which was nice because it was home for me. And then went to AAA for a little bit with Iowa and then got the call. You know, went up with them late July. I was only there for about 10 days. It was a quick stint, but everything went well. So unfortunately, found myself kind of back at square one trying to get with the team and get myself in shape for the about 2.5 weeks that I was, you know, wasn't with the club. So finally the Giants called and we got something done. We got a minor league deal done and decided to go out to Richmond in the Eastern League and pitch for them and got about six appearances with them and everything went well. You know, there were no promises of me made to come up here, so I was just expecting to finish the season in the minor leagues and head back home and get ready for spring training somewhere. You know, just at least I allowed scouts to see that I'm healthy, ready to roll. Teams knew that I'm ready to go for next season, so that was a bonus side. And then, shoot, on top of that, I get a call to come up here and see a lot of familiar faces that were here back in the day when I was here.
What a story. Very good. You told it very well. Yeah. 41-year-old Joe Nathan. That's your new name now. 41-year-old Joe Nathan. But how's the stuff? Now, we saw a little bit during the week, but how's, you know, and I always said, don't put the guy in Colorado. It's not a good place to start, but we got to see a little bit of Wrigley. And how's the stuff?
Stuff's good. You know, I think my secondary stuff really hasn't changed a whole lot. You know, maybe a few ticks on my slider, but still has the same type of life to it. Fastball, same way. You know, I think I've never considered myself of an overpowering pitcher. You know, even when I did have mid to upper 90 fastball, it was still about locating. So I think that's really helped me with the few ticks off of it now around 92, 93. Good days, 94. But, you know, at that speed, I still feel very comfortable because it's always been about location, location, location. Yeah, it was fun. You know, coming back and my first opportunity was against the Cubs. Obviously, I got to play for them. So to get a chance to go out and pitch against them and put up a zero was nice. Unfortunately, we didn't win that game. But and then, you know, obviously a tough one in Colorado. You know, it felt good, though, you know, to get back in that type of situation, you know, have the adrenaline going and to be able to make pitches. You know, Colorado's a tough place. You know, even the pop-ups, there's a lot of ground to cover in that outfield. It's a huge outfield. And, you know, on balls that you think may be an out may not be. So, you know, we got bit a little bit out there. Hopefully we can turn things around here in Arizona.
Well, it's nice to have him on the show, a veteran in the bullpen. What's it like being the guy down there? Now, you've been that way in your career because you're 41 years old, so you've been a veteran in a couple of places. But what about with these guys?
Well, we have an army down there. He definitely has a lot of guys to call upon. I'm just so impressed with with a game right now. The players in this game, the talent is just off the charts. You know, seeing guys running up, you know, up mid to upper 90s throughout staffs on every team, and just shows you how good this game is not only gotten, but how it's going to just continue to impress and get better and better. And, you know, being down there with the guys in the pen here, got a great bunch of guys that know how to pitch, know how to get guys out, so we can kind of feed off each other and learn from each other for sure.
Not an easy job. Joe Nathan with us. I'm not going to say how old he is. Joe, just regular Joe Nathan is with us, but it's not an easy job being a closer. You did it so well, and 370 odd saves, which is an enormous number, but you have to sit back and really appreciate how much you accomplished. But boy, that's not an easy job, because it doesn't always go well.
No, and usually those are the ones that people are going to remember. You know, it's you know, you go out and do your job. That's what you're supposed to do. If you don't, then, you know, that's when people usually hear about it. But it's part of the gig. It's, you know, why the closer probably gets the most money in the bullpen. And you know, the game hypes up the ninth inning. But I think for myself, the one thing that I was able to do was always keep it simple. Don't go out there and treat it any bigger than it is. You're trying to get three outs, sometimes four, fast upon, sometimes one, just to finish up that game. You know, don't make it any bigger. It's just another inning in a game, and you just happen to be the last one out there. So go out there, throw strikes, pound the strike zone, work ahead. The old cliche, walks will kill you. So especially so in the ninth inning when teams have a few different ways to move runners around and try and get a runner in. So name of the game is make them hit it.
You were traded to the Twins. We all know that trade, very famous trade in Giants history. How did you feel about it at the time? How did you find out about it? I know it's a little bit of ancient history, but it is a significant moment in your life and Giants' life.
Yeah, it was, you know, it was surprising. You know, I was on a cruise at the time, so I might have been the last one to find out, to be honest. My agent was with me, so we both had to, you know, had a message come through on the ship and got word to us that we were traded. You know, at first it's shock and almost a little disappointing, you know, because the team that drafted you is trading you away. And then you hear about the trade and who they got and who's coming over to the Twins. And then you start thinking about your future and what this means. What, you know, where am I going to be for their rotation, for their staff? What are they going to want me to do? And at first, Eddie Rodato was still there.
Every day Eddie
was there. And they had a really good bullpen. So I was just excited to join the back end of a good bullpen already. And then Eddie leaves and kind of opens the spot up. And they came in the spring, and there was a few of us that, you know, had a chance to do it. And they told me that it was going to be my job to lose and just go out there and see what you can do. And fortunately, I ran with it.
Very good. Great story. Great story from Joe Nathan. All right. Wait, you just mentioned Tennessee. What kind of kid were you around baseball growing up? High school, did you play? And were you always the pitcher?
Well, I grew up, born in Texas, grew up in New York. I reside in Tennessee now. But growing up in New York, yeah, I played a lot of sports. Me and my friends, not just in school, but outside, that's all we did. Played through high school, into college. I was a position player. As some people may know, I was drafted as a shortstop and then switched over. So, you know, but I loved it. I mean, that's all I wanted to do. It was, you know, go to school and then get out of school and then, all right, what are we playing today? Was it going to be basketball, football, you know, baseball, something? You know, as long as we were doing something active, we were enjoying ourselves.
Yeah, it's coming back to me now. You're right. Shortstop, I remember that now. Yeah, I can remember it. I'm not 41. I'm trying to remember all this stuff. All right. I couldn't remember where Ty Block made his debut this week, so that's what happens. But good to have you on the show. It's a pleasure seeing you back here. I know you're a big part of what's going to happen over these next 20-some-odd games, so it's nice to have you back.
I appreciate it. Like I said, it's been a pleasure, and I'm just looking forward to these last few weeks here. Hopefully make a little push to get into those playoffs.
Yeah, before you go, just a philosophy of baseball. I mean, 23 games, 22 games, 21 games to go. It's an incredible amount of time, and you've been in the playoffs before. I mean, going down the stretch, the stretch means not two games, you know, with in early September, stretches the whole time.
For sure. You know, every game now, is huge. You know, I think especially this time when you're talking about 3 weeks to go in the season, this is a time not only to try to get as many W's as you can, but also try and play your best brand of baseball, because this can really help you going into the playoffs. If you go in hot, you know, name of the game is play your best baseball at the right time, and the right time is when those playoffs start. Obviously, we need to get to the playoffs, but this is a time to start trying to get at least your best brand of baseball out there.
Great. Thanks, Joe. Nice to have you.
Thank you.
All right, more coming up. KMBR 680, the sports leader.